Okay, Mishnah test. Ha'imis anin v'yarda lahem geshamim. If they were fasting because they didn't have any rain, and then all of a sudden it starts raining in the middle of the fast day. So now what do? Do you continue to finish the fast or not? Kodem ha'netzachama. So if the rain started coming down before sunrise, lo yashlim, then they should not complete the fast. La'achar ha'netzachama. But if it started raining after sunrise, yashlimu, then they should complete the fast. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, actually, no. Kodem chatzos, if it starts raining before midday, before a halachic midday, then lo yashlimu, then they should not complete the fast. La'achar chatzos, but if it starts raining after halachic midday, yashlimu, then they should complete the fast. Maisa, there was a story, Shagazru Tainis Belod, that they decreed a tainis, they decreed a fast in the city of Lod. The yardu lahem gishamim kodem chatzos, and the rain started coming down before halachic midday on the day of the fast. Amar lahem Reb Tarfon said to them, Tzu, go out, v'ichlu and eat, ushasu and drink, v'asu yomtav, and make today a holiday. V'yatsu, so they went out, v'achlu and they ate, v'shasu and they drank, v'asu yomtav, and they made that day into a holiday. Uba'u ben arbaim, and then they came by in the afternoon, they came to shul, v'karu halal agadol, and they recited halal. Okay, so just to speak out the Mishnah very briefly, the Mishnah wants to know what happens if in the middle of fasting for rain, you get the rain. Do you continue completing the fast or not? So this is a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Tanakama, if it starts raining before sunrise, so then they wouldn't complete the fast. If it begins raining after sunrise, then they would complete the fast. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees and says, no. He says, if it starts raining before chatzos, before midday, before halachic midday, then you don't complete the fast. But if it starts raining after chatzos, after halachic midday, then you would complete the fast. And the Mishnah brings a story where they decreed a tainis in Lod, and it started raining before midday. And so Reb Tarfon told them, okay, well now go out. It started raining before midday. Go out, and you don't have to observe the fast anymore. In fact, you should go out and eat and drink. And today is the Yom Tov. And in fact, they even said halal.